From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called on Turkey to focus on the fight against Islamic State, not battle the U.S. allied Kurdish forces in its drive into northern Syria. Carter Monday called on the Kurdish YPG forces to pull back to positions east of the Euphrates River.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them, and specifically not to engage one another.
Turkey, which intervened in the Syrian conflict last week, is trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish forces from border areas after suffering a series of terror bombings. Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of Manbij, west of the Euphrates. The U.S. Monday called on the Kurds to redeploy east of the river. In a war in Turkey, targeting SDF forces undermines efforts to forge a united front against Islamic State. Libyan forces continue to chip away at the last neighborhoods held in the coastal city of Sirte by Islamic State fighters. Forces loyal to the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord said late Monday they liberated one of the last two districts held by IS fighters. They've lost more than 40 killed, hundreds wounded in 2 days of fighting. At least 54 people were killed when a suicide bomber drove his car into a government recruitment center in the Yemeni port city Aden Monday in an attack claimed by Islamic State. Dozens of others were wounded in the worst single attack on the Arabian Peninsula this year. Yemen is embroiled in an 18-month civil war pitting the government of internationally recognized President Abdrabbo Mansur Hadi against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in New Delhi for the seventh round of U.S.-India strategic talks. He arrived from Bangladesh Monday, where he warned the Islamic State had links with operatives in the nation. Kerry said the two countries agreed to additional steps to work jointly through intelligence sharing and law enforcement, but he urged the government not to use its anti-terror campaign to stifle dissent.
Just as important, we understand that to defeat terrorists, we have to uphold, not betray, the democratic principles that we cherish and they abhor. Democracy still provides the most resilient and the most reliable platform that we have for preventing and responding to violent extremism.
Kerry also called for protection of workers' rights. Suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff Monday denied allegations of manipulating government accounts during testimony at her impeachment trial. The 68-year-old Workers' Party leader told lawmakers in the Senate she committed no crime, insisting her removal from office is a coup. Supporters of Rousseff turned out in droves in several Brazilian cities Monday. She could become the first Brazilian leader removed from office in more than 20 years. A Senate vote is expected Tuesday or Wednesday. The French trade minister said his government will push to end years of negotiations on U.S.-European Union Free Trade Pact. His view followed Sunday's comments by the German economy minister, who said the talks have failed. But Monday, the European Commission said the talks are on track, making progress and entering a crucial stage. Meanwhile, President Obama embarks on his final official trip to Asia this week. His deputy national security advisor Ben Rhodes Monday said Mr. Obama continues to hope Congress will pass the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement before he leaves office in January.
This is a trade agreement that is, you know, not simply about undertaking steps to lower prices. It's about being able to create jobs here and export more goods to the largest emerging market in the world.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has indicated no vote on TPP will take place until after a new president is sworn in. A suspected suicide bomber rammed his car into the gates of the Chinese embassy in the Kyrgyz capital Bishkek Tuesday, killing the driver, wounding three others. A government spokesman in the landlocked former Soviet republic said the blast occurred just inside the gates, describing it as a terrorist attack. Zimbabwe Monday charged nearly 70 people with public violence following anti-government clashes with police over the dire state of the country's economy. Zimbabwe has experienced a rising number of protests demanding that longtime ruler President Robert Mugabe step down. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.